This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we are currently in the Medina Arabic book series. Walhamdulillah. We've completed volume 1. We are currently studying volume 2, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And in our previous majlis, we had completed lesson number 8, walhamdulillah. Lesson number 8 was a little bit of a revision lesson, walhamdulillah. And no doubt, muraja'a, very, very important. Muraja'a meaning revision, very, very important, walhamdulillah. In this majlis, we move on to ad-darsu tasi'u. Ad-darsu tasi'u, يعني lesson number 9, walhamdulillah. Ad-darsu tasi'u, walhamdulillah. A lot of new matters we will be learning in this lesson, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And so, pay attention, insha'Allah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dakhala al-mudarrisu al-fasla. Dakhala is a verb. Dakhala, he entered. Dakhala al-mudarrisu, who entered? Who is the person who entered? Dakhala al-mudarrisu, the teacher entered. Where did he enter? What's the place that he entered? Was it the masjid? Was it the classroom? Was it the car? Was it the bait? Was it the house? No. دخل المدرس الفصل. فصل. He entered the classroom. And that's why the doer has the dhamma, and that is the مدرس, the teacher. And the object, the place that he entered upon, it is the مفعول به. It is the object. And that's why it has a fatha. والحمد لله. دخل المدرس الفصل. The teacher entered the classroom. وَوَجَدَ فِيهِ وَوَجَدَ wow, and وَوَجَدَ and he found وُجُود so and so is موجود is present وَوَجَدَ فِيهِ and he found in it in what? In the classroom and he found within the classroom he found in the classroom خَمْسَةَ عَشَرَ طَالِبًا فَقَط and he found 15 15 what طالبان male students so remember if we are counting طالب if we are counting male students then the number before it will be feminine so khamsata we don't say khamsa here we say khamsata why do we say khamsata because we are counting طالب khamsata عشرة طالبا خمسة عشرة طالبا Remember, we've already covered these numbers previously. Numbers from 11 to 20. خمسة عشرة طالبا فقط. And he found within it only 15 students. So he entered where? Entered the classroom. And what did he find there? What was found? He found 15 students only. Walhamdulillah. Faqat means only. Faqat means only. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ And he said to them. And so he said to them. أَيْنَ طُلَابُ الْجُدُدُ أَيْنَ طُلَّابُ الْجُدُدُ أَيْنَ الطُلَّابُ Where are the students? الْجُدُدُ What type of students? New students. أَيْنَ طُلَّابُ الْجُدُدُ الْخَمْسَةُ أَيْنَ طُلَّابُ الْجُدُدُ الْخَمْسَةُ Where are the five new students? Five new students. So there's a double description here. طُلَّابُ الْجُدُدُ New students. الْخَمْسَةُ The five new students. Where are the five new students? Just like how, for example, with the famous, six books of ahadith, etc., we say, Al-Kutubu Sittatu. We brought the number after the item which is being spoken about. And we brought the number as an adjective. We brought the number as an adjective. Here we're not really counting. Rather, your number is an adjective. Example, Al-Kutubul Arba'atu. Al-Kutubul Arba'atu. Al-Kutubul Arba'atu. Arba'atu, why is it feminine? Because Kutub technically is non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Al-Kutubul Arba'atu. Al-Kutubul Sittatu. Al-Kutubu Sittatu. Al-Kutubu Sittatu. You find somebody saying, you know, the six books, famous six books of Ahadith. Kutubu Sittah. Kutubu Sittatu. Right? Why Sittatu? Because Kutub is regarded and treated as feminine. As-Sihahu Sittatu. Ar-Rijalul Asharatu. Ar-Rijalul Asharatu. Ar-Rijalul Asharatu. Al-Akhawatul Khamsu. Al-Akhawatul Khamsu. Al-Akhawatul Khamsu. Al-Akhawatul Khamsu. Jayin. So, دخل المدرس الفصل ووجد فيه خمسة عشر طالبا فقط. فقال لهم أين طلاب الجدد الخمسة. Where are the five new students? الذين جاءوا أمس. Who came yesterday. الذين is the plural of الذي. الذي who. الذين, those who, plural. جاءوا أمس. جاء means to come. جاءوا, they came. When? أمس, yesterday. قال عبد الله. Abdullah said, حضروا اليوم. حضروا اليوم. They attended today. They were present today. حضروا, those students, they presented themselves, they were present. اليوم, today. وخرجوا قبل قليل, and they exited, they left. قبل قليل, a short while ago. وخرجوا قبل قليل, وخرجوا قبل قليل. خرج means to leave. خرجوا, they left. قبل قليل, before, a short while. A short while ago. أظن أنهم ذهبوا إلى المدير. أظن, I suspect, I think, أنهم, that verily they, ذهبوا إلى المدير, that they have gone, they have went to the principal. One more time. دخل المدرس الفصل ووجد فيه خمسة عشر طالبا فقط. فقال لهم أين الطلاب الجدد الخمسة الذين جاءوا أمس؟ قال عبد الله حضروا اليوم وخرجوا قبل قليل أظن أنهم ذهبوا إلى المدير والحمد لله. Continue. رجع الطلاب الخمسة بعد قليل. رجع الطلاب الخمسة بعد قليل. فقال لهم المدرس. Returned the five students after a short while. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ الْمُدَرِّسُ. And so the teacher said to them. And so the teacher said to them. أَإِلَى الْمُدِيرِ ذَهَبْتُمْ. أَإِلَى الْمُدِيرِ ذَهَبْتُمْ. Did you people go to the principal? أَإِلَى الْمُدِيرِ ذَهَبْتُمْ. Remember, if we bring the alif, we bring the alif at the beginning of a sentence, then technically this is like a questioning sentence. Jayid, the alif turns the statement into a question. And if the sentence starts with alif and lam, as we will learn in this lesson, if a sentence starts with alif and lam, and now we are adding the alif of questioning, then the two alifs will like join and it will become like example. Al-kitabu fil fasli. We want to add an alif of questioning there. We want to say, Al-kitabu fil fasli? Question mark. Al-kitabu fil fasli? No, we don't pronounce it like that. Rather, what we would say is, Al-kitabu fil fasli? Al-kitabu fil fasli. So when we have a sentence beginning with alif and lam, and we add to it the alif of questioning, then they will join and it will have like a mad. الكتاب في الفصل. ممتاز. أظن أنهم ذهبوا إلى المدير. رجع الطلاب الخمسة بعد قليل فقال لهم المدرس: أإلى المدير ذهبتم يا أبنائي؟ Did you people go to the principal? قالوا نعم. They said yes. ذهبنا إليه. We went to him. لأننا, because we, ما وجدنا, we did not find. ما وجدنا, وجد means to find. ما وجدنا, we did not find. أسماء أنا, our names. اسم is name. أسماء is the plural. أسماء أنا, we did not find our names. في القائمة, in the list. Maybe there was the new intake, maybe it was the exam results, etc. ما وجدنا أسماءنا في القائمة. We do not find our names in the list. جلس المدرس وقال. The teacher sat and he said, أقرأتم درس الأمس يا أبنائي؟ أقرأتم درس الأمس يا أبنائي؟ أقرأتم, did you people read, درس الأمس, yesterday's lesson, يا أبنائي, oh my children. قال الطلاب, the students responded, نعم قرأناه وكتبناه وحفظناه. ما شاء الله. قرأناه, we read it. وكتبناه, and we wrote it. وحفظناه, and we memorized it. قال المدرس, أفهمتموه؟ أفهمتموه؟ Did you people understand it? Did you people understand it? What's the it? It is the lesson. قالوا نعم فهمناه جيدا. They said yes. فهمناه جيدا. We understood it very well. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. Something new. The فعل of تعجب. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. How easy is this lesson? What an easy lesson this is. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. Take note, أسهل has a فتحة. It's in the منصوب form. Why? Because what we call this فعل تعجب. فعل تعجب. That you are surprised, you are amazed by this matter. ما أسهل هذا الدرس, and then we have the exclamation mark. Example, you want to say how beautiful this car is. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. So أجمل, the verb will have a فتحة, and also the thing you are talking about. ما أسهل هذا الدرس. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. Try it. ما أجمل هذا البيت. ما أجمل هذا البيت. جيد. ما أطيبك. How good you are. ما أجملها. How beautiful she is. جيد. قال عبد الرحمن. عبد الرحمن said, أنا ما فهمت. I did not understand. فيه ثلاث كلمات. أنا ما فهمت فيه ثلاث كلمات. أنا ما فهمت فيه ثلاث كلمات. I did not understand in it three words. أنا ما فهمت فيه ثلاث كلمات. It's with a فتحة. ثلاث كلمات. Right? It's the thing that he didn't understand. أنا ما فهمت فيه. أنا ما فهمت. I did not understand. فيه, in it the lesson. ثلاث كلمات. Three words. قال المدرس, ما هي؟ What are they? What are those three words that you did not understand, O عبد الرحمن؟ قال عبد الرحمن, قرأنا في الدرس هذه الجملة. قرأنا في الدرس, we read in the lesson, هذه الجملة, this sentence. عاد جدي من الخرطوم. عاد جدي من الخرطوم. عاد returned. Returned. Who? جدي, my grandfather. من الخرطوم. من الخرطوم. From خرطوم. فما معنى هذه الكلمات الثلاث؟ But what do these three words mean? فَمَا مَعْنَى What means هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ These words الثَّلَاثِ These three words قال المدرس عاد معناها عاد means رجع رجع عاد means like رجع والجد معناها and جد what does جد what does the كلمة جد mean أبو الأبي أو أبو الأمي father of the father or father of the mother أبو الأبي أو أبو الأمي والخرطوم عاصمة السودان and Khartoum is the capital of Sudan عاصمة السودان عاصمة السودان it is the capital of Sudan أفهمت did you understand قال عبد الرحمن الآن فهمت الآن فهمت I now understand الآن فهمت I now understand والحمد لله ثم فتح المدرس كتابه ثم فتح المدرس كتابه then the teacher opened his book وقرأ درسا جديدا وقرأ درسا جديدا ثم فتح المدرس كتابه then the teacher opened his book وقرأ درسا جديدا and he read a new lesson خلق الله Allah created الشمس والقمر the sun and the moon والنجوم and the stars والأرض and the earth والبحار and the oceans وخلق كل شيء and Allah created everything and He created everything وخلق الإنسان and insan was created and He created insan من طين from soil, from dust. من طين. ثم قام وكتب هذا الدرس على السبورة. ثم قام and then he stood up. Who stood up? The teacher stood up. وكتب هذا الدرس and he wrote this lesson على السبورة on the he wrote it on the board. رفع محمد يده. Muhammad lifted up his hand. رفع means to lift. Muhammadun, Muhammad is the one doing the lifting. Yadahu, he lifted up his hand. وَقَالَ مَا مَعْنَى الطِّينَ وَقَالَ مَا مَعْنَى الطِّينَ He asked, what does طين mean, يا أستاذو? قَالَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الطِّينُ مَعْنَاهُ The teacher said, طين means التُّرَابُ الْمُخْتَلِطُ بِالْمَاءِ Soil, sand, al-mukhtalitu bil-ma'i, which has been wet, which has been mixed with water. At-turabu al-mukhtalitu bil-ma'i, soil, sand, which has been mixed with water. Wa rafa'a Faisalun yadahu, and Faisal lifted up his hand. Faqala lahu al-mudarrisu, and the teacher said to him, A'indaka su'alun ya Faisalu, do you have a question, O Faisal? قال فيصل نعم عندي سؤال yes I have a question البحار جمع البحر البحار جمع البحر take note البحار begins with the alif and lam and because we're putting before it the alif of questioning then obviously this will be put and turned into a mad البحار جمع البحر قال المدرس نعم هو كذلك he asked is bihar the plural of bahar the teacher says yes it is like that قال الحسن قام الحسن قام means to stand حسن stood up وقال ما جمع السماء يا أستاذ ما جمع السماء يا أستاذ ما جمع السماء يا أستاذ what is the plural of سماء يا أستاذ قال المدرس جمعها سماوات جمعها سماوات the plural of سماء It is samawatun, samawatun. جيد. Sound, feminine plural. Samawatun, samawatun. Excellent. والحمد لله. ثم سأل المدرس الطلاب عدة أسئلة. ثم سأل المدرس, and then the teacher asked الطلاب, he asked الطلاب, he asked the students عدة أسئلة, many questions, and then the teacher asked the students many questions. ثم سأل المدرس الطلاب عدة أسئلة, and then the teacher asked the students many questions. المدرس, من خلقك يا إبراهيم؟ من خلقك يا إبراهيم؟ من هو؟ خلق created, خلقك created you يا إبراهيم. إبراهيم says خلقني الله, خلقني الله, created me Allah, Allah created me. خلقني الله, if you're joining, خلقني الله, خلقني الله, Allah created me. المدرس, من خلقكم يا أبنائي؟ من خلقكم يا أبنائي؟ Who created you people, O my children, O my sons? الجميع, الجميع means all of them. خلقنا الله, خلقنا الله, created us Allah, Allah created us. المدرس, من خلقني يا عباس؟ من خلقني يا عباس؟ من خلقني يا عباس؟ Who created me, O Abbas? خلقك الله, خلقك الله, created you Allah. خلقك, خلق means to create, he created, he created who? خلقك, created you Allah. Who created you? Allah. المدرس, من خلق الشمس يا عبد الله؟ من خلق الشمس, who created the sun, يا عبد الله, something new. عبد الله, عبد الله is a مضاف and مضاف إلي type of name. عبد الله is a مضاف and مضاف إلي type of name. كعبة الله, كتاب الله, etc. عبد الله, excellent. Well, what happens if you have a يا before a مضاف and مضاف إليه? Well, what happens is that the first portion of the مضاف, it loses its ضمّة, and rather it takes on, it is منصوب. It is منصوب. So instead of originally عبد الله, put a يا, يا عبد الله, يا عبد الله, جيد, يا عبد الله. Many examples. يا أبا بكرين, originally أبو بكرين, but if you put a يا, يا أبا بكرين, why? Because أبو بكر is a مضاف and مضاف إليه type of name. جيد, يا عبد الله, يا أبا بكرين, يا ابن أخي, يا ابن أخي, oh the son of my, يا ابن, يا ابن أخي, oh the son of my brother. يا رب الكعبة, يا رب الكعبة, يا رب الكعبة, oh the رب of the كعبة. يا ربنا, يا ربنا, جيد, يا ربنا, يا ربنا, يا ربنا, excellent. Even if you leave out the يا, even if you leave out the يا, we still say ربنا آتنا في الدنيا. Why? Because it's understood like there's a يا before it. Excellent. والحمد لله. So, من خلق الشمس يا عبد الله؟ خلقها الله. Who created the sun, O عبد الله؟ خلقها, created it Allah. ومن خلق القمر يا عبد الرحمن؟ ومن خلق القمر يا عبد الرحمن؟ ومن خلق القمر يا عبد الرحمن؟ And who created the moon, O عبد الرحمن؟ خلقه الله, خلقه الله, خلقه الله. قمر is masculine, so خلقه الله, created it Allah, Allah created it. ومن خلق النجوم يا أحمد؟ ومن خلق النجوم يا أحمد؟ And who created the stars, O Ahmed? ومن خلق النجوم يا أحمد؟ ومن خلق النجوم يا أحمد؟ And who created the stars, O Ahmed? خلقها الله, خلقها الله, non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. خلقها الله, created them Allah, Allah created them, subhanallah. يا أستاذ, we have brother Yaqub, he says يا أستاذ, يا أستاذ عندي سؤال. I have a question. ليست له علاقة بالدرس. ليست له, it does not have. ليست له, it does not have. علاقة بالدرس, it does not have a relationship, a link with the lesson. I have a question which is outside of this lesson. عندي سؤال. ليست له علاقة بالدرس. I have a question which has no link, no relationship with the lesson. ما هو? Teacher says, what is it? قرأت في كتاب أن النجوم. قرأت في كتاب. قرأت في كتاب. I read in a book. أن النجوم, that the stars, أبعد من الشمس, are further away than the sun. قرأت في كتاب. I read in a book. أن النجوم أبعد من الشمس, that the stars are further away than the sun. أصحيح هذا, is this correct? أصحيح هذا, is this correct? نعم هذا صحيح. Teacher says, yes, this is correct. مما خلق الله الإنسان يا عثمان. مما خلق الله الإنسان يا عثمان. مما خلق الله الإنسان يا عثمان. From what? Technically, مما is a short form of من ما. From what? Created Allah insan. From what did Allah create insan, O Uthman? خلق الله الإنسان من طين. خلق الله الإنسان من طين. خلق الله الإنسان من طين. أحسنت يا عثمان. Well done, O Uthman. وَمِمَّ and from what? خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَانَّ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ and from what? From what did Allah create the jinn? From what did Allah create the jinn? وَمِمَّ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْإِنسَانَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْجَانَّ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ and from what did Allah create the jinn, O Abu Bakr? يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ خلق الله الجان من نار. Allah created the jinn from the fire. كيف عرفت ذلك يا أبا بكر? How did you know that, O Abu Bakr? كيف عرفت ذلك يا أبا بكر? عرفت ذلك من القرآن الكريم. I knew that from the noble Quran. عرفت ذلك من عرفت ذلك من القرآن الكريم. عرفت ذلك من القرآن الكريم. فجاء في سورة الأعراف. It came in سورة الأعراف. أن إبليس قال الله. أن إبليس قال لله. أن إبليس. That verily إبليس. قال لله. إبليس said to Allah. أنا خير منه. I am better than him. الله مستعان. أنا. I. خير منه. Better than him. خلقتني من نار. You created me. خلقت. You created. خلقتني. You created me. من نار. From fire. وخلقته من طين. And you created him from? And you created him from dust. You created me from fire. And you created him from? From dust. المدرس says, أحسنت يا أبا بكر. Well done, O Abu Bakr. Well done, O Abu Bakr. كم سماء خلق الله يا عبد الله. كم سماء خلق الله يا عبد الله. كم سماء. How many skies? خلق الله, that Allah created. يا عبد الله, أو عبد الله. عبد الله says, خلق الله سبع سماوات. خلق الله سبع سماوات. خلق الله سبع سماوات. Allah created seven skies. مدرس, وفي كم يوم. وفي كم يوم. And in how many days. We learned previously that after كم, you know, that which is being counted must be in the mansub form, in the fatha form, جيد, and singular. Singular fatha form, mansub form. But here, why do we have كم يوم? Because if you have before the كم a preposition, then you can have يوم or you can have يومان. Up to you. You can say وفي كم يوم. You can also say وفي كم يوم. وفي كم يوما وفي كم يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض. And in how many days did Allah create the earth and the sky? يا عبد الرحمن أو عبد الرحمن. So you take note, samawati, it is what we call sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural, sound feminine plural here, Jayid, it technically is in the mansub form, but because the form of sound feminine plural is with the alif and ta, then obviously that's why we see a kasra there, Jayid. So, remember that mansub and majroor endings are the same for sound feminine plural. Inna talibati fil hafilati. Inna talibati fil hafilati. Inna talibati after inna technically is supposed to be mansub. So it is in the state of mansub fatha, but because it is a sound feminine, it will not take a visible apparent fatha. Innal muslimina wal muslimati wal muslimati. Jayid. Khalaqallahu samawati. So samawat, it's a sound feminine plural. Look at wal arda. Arda is got a fatha. Arda's got a fatha. And so samawati technically is also in the form of mansub technically with the fatha. But because it's a sound feminine plural, it will not take a visible fatha. Jayid. Fi sittati ayamin, in 6 days. In 6 days. Allah created the heavens and the earth in 7 days. In 6 days. Hada sahihun. This is correct. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi kathirin min al-ayati. Allah said in many verses. Ayat also sound feminine plural. Innahu khalaqa sab'a samawatin. That verily he created 7 skies. فَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ الطَّلَاقِ. Allah said in Surah At-Talaq, اللَّهُ الَّذِي, Allah is the one who خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتٍ, who created 7 skies. وَكَذَلِكَ قَالَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْآيَاتِ. And he also said in many verses, إِنَّهُ, verily he خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, he created the skies and the earth, في ستة أيام, in 6 days. فقال في سورة الحديد, and he said in Surah Al-Hadid, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. And he, Allah, is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. في هذه اللحظة, في هذه اللحظة, in this moment, this very moment, لحظة is a moment. رن الجرس, the bell rang. وخرج المدرس من الفصل, and the teacher left from the classroom, and the lesson was over. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. This passage, lesson number 9, book 2, was no doubt a long passage. Was no doubt a long passage. And so, بإذن الله تعالى, please, please, those who are following, those who are learning, those who are studying, please ensure that you listen to the lesson via Muslim Central, Muslim Central Audio, and you repeat this passage, بإذن الله تعالى, حياكم الله. With that, بإذن الله تعالى, we move on to تمرين number 1. And as we move through the various tamreens, we will pick out that which is new in this lesson. For example, we learnt, مَا أَسْهَلَ هَذَا الدَّرْسَ, how easy this lesson is, exclamation mark. We learnt, for example, a sentence beginning with alif and lam, and you have the alif of questioning at the beginning, it will turn into like a mad. Al-Bahru is the ocean. Mumtaz. We learn, for example, names and other items which are mudaf and mudafun ilay. You put a ya before it. Then the first of the two mudaf, mudafun ilay wording options, the first one will take a fatha. Abdurrahmani, it will become ya Abdurrahmani. Abu Bakrin will become ya Aba Bakrin. Jayid, Rabbuna becomes Ya Rabbana. Excellent. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, exercise number 1. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya, answer the following questions. Kam taliban, How many students وجد المدرس found the teacher, the teacher found في الفصل. How many students did the teacher find in the classroom? وجد خمسة عشر طالبا. وجد خمسة عشر طالبا. وجد he found خمسة عشر 15 طالبا. 15 students. Right? He found 15 students. Number two. لما ذهب الطلاب الجدد إلى المدير؟ لما why? Why ذهب الطلاب? Why did the students go إلى المدير؟ لما ذهب الطلاب الجدد إلى المدير؟ Why did the new students go to the principal? Why? لماذا؟ جواب ذهبوا إليه. They went to him. ذهبوا إلى المدير or ذهبوا إليه لأنهم because they ما وجدوا they did not find أسماءهم أسماءهم they did not find their names في القائمة in the list. Right? So one more time. ذهبوا إليه or ذهبوا إلى المدير لأنهم ما وجدوا أسماءهم في القائمة because they did not find their names in the list. ممتاز. Number three. من خلقنا who created us. خلقنا الله. خلقنا الله. Allah created us. من خلق القمر. خلقه الله. Who created the moon. خلقه الله created it Allah خلقه الله excellent. Number five. من خلق الشمس who created the sun. Right, sun is feminine. Who created the sun. خلقها الله خلقها الله created it Allah. Who created the sun Allah. من خلق النجوم خلقها الله خلقها الله non-rational plural treated as singular feminine خلقها الله excellent. Number seven. من خلق مما خلق الله الإنسان مما خلق الله الإنسان from what did Allah create insan. جواب خلق الله الإنسان من طين. خلق الله الإنسان من طين. Allah created insan from clay. Number nine. Or rather, number eight. مما خلق الله الجان. From what did Allah create the jinn? From what did Allah create the jinn? خلق الله الجان من نار. خلق الله الجان من نار. ممتاز. Number nine. كم سماء خلق الله. كم سماء خلق الله. How many skies did Allah create? خلق الله سبع سماوات. خلق الله سبع سماوات. خلق الله سبع سماوات. Allah created seven skies. Number ten. في كم يوم في كم يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض. في كم يوم. Remember we can say في كم يوم. We can say في كم يوما. خلق الله السماوات والأرض. In how many days did Allah create the heavens and the earth? جواب خلق الله السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. خلق الله السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. خلق الله السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. والحمد لله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Exercise number two. أنا خير منه. Look at the words of Shaytan. Allah المستعان. أنا خير من. I am better than him. أنا خير. خير here means better. منه than him. خلقتني. You created me. من نار. From fire. وخلقت هو. And you created him. من طين. From clay. So Shaytan felt that fire was better than clay. So he thinks he's better than Adam عليه السلام. من قال هذا. Who said this? Iblis. Number two. ولمن. لمن. To who did he say this? To who did he say this? He said this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min ayy suratin hadhihi al-aya? Min ayy suratin hadhihi al-aya? From which surah is this ayah? Suratul A'raf. Fi suratil A'rafi. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will stop the actual lesson there, insha'Allah, the passage. We will continue the rest of the questions in our next majlis. But before we end off, insha'Allah, a few words from the glossary, from the vocab related to this course. And then we take a maxim from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. What does amma mean? Amma means either such and such or such and such. Example, somebody would say, amma hadha fahuwa min darbin. Amma hadha, as for this one here, example, Suleiman min Britannia. Suleimanu min Britannia. Suleiman is from Britain. Amma hadha, as for this one, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. Then he is from America. As for, جَيْد. As for such and such a person, جَيْد. The word امتحان. امتحان is an examination. الْإِمْتِحَانُ. أَنَا فِي الْإِمْتِحَانِ. I am in the examination. امتحان, examination. Amara means amr. Amr is a command, is an order. The amir is the one who gives the command, gives the orders, etc. The commander, jayid. Amir, and then the plural of amir is umara'u, jayid. Amara means to order. Amran is the actual order, jayid. Mu'tamar. So-and-so has gone to attend a mu'tamar. Mu'tamar means a conference. Mu'tamar is a conference. America, obviously, is America. American. Amsi, dhahabtu ila al-masjidi amsi. I went to the masjid yesterday. Darsul amsi, yesterday's lesson. Darsul amsi, yesterday's lesson. Jayid. Ta'ammal means to think, to ponder. We mentioned this many a times. Ta'ammal means to ponder, to think. And lastly, ummun means what? Ummun means mother. Ummahat, mothers. Walhamdulillah. A maxim from the Noble Quran, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And this takes us up to maxim number 43. Walhamdulillah. Jayid, we're closing in on the 50 maxims, insha'Allah. Right? We had mentioned that we will go through 50 maxims, and we are now on 43. Walhamdulillah. Allah states, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And the one who repels his own shuh, the shuh of his nafs, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, then they are the successful. What is this shuh? We will discuss just now. Take note, this is mentioned in Surah Hashr, verse number 9, and also in Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 16. Let's read the verses.
وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. سورة الحشر, verse number 9, talking about the Ansar, subhanAllah. This matter of shuh is like, to mise with regards to something, to not to give something its haq, not to hold back, not to give. And also you don't give, because you are such a miserly type of person, right? And if one has to go into the broader definition of this matter of shuh, then it is to be a miser and not do whatever Allah has ordered you to do, Jayid, and to do that which Allah has ordered you to stay away from. Allah musta'an. So here the Ansar are being praised that they open up their homes to the Muhajireen, they took in the Muhajireen, they provided food and shelter, etc. for the Muhajireen. We find the famous incident of Abdurrahman ibn Auf,
Abdurrahman ibn Auf, that was this Abdurrahman ibn Auf from the Muhajirin. He had come to Medina and he was with the Ansari by the name of Sa'd ibn al-Rabi'. And Sa'd ibn al-Rabi' said to him that, you know what, half of my wealth is yours, and even to the extent that if you like one of my two wives, I will divorce one of them and you can marry her. Jayid. So look at the Ansar, and that's why the Ansar are being praised here, that they took in these people, the Muhajirin, into their homes and they provided for them, subhanallah. Jayid. And in fact, they gave preference to the Ansar over themselves for that which they needed. Rather, they gave preference to the Ansar. وَمَنْ يُقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And so whoever protects himself from this high level of miserliness, then this person is from the successful. The second verse, Surah At-Taghabun, verse 14 to 17. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتتقوا فإن الله غفور رحيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Here again, the matter of shuh is mentioned, and the ones who stay away from shuh, then they are the ones who are the successful ones. Walhamdulillah. Jayid. So this shuh, it is, or rather bukhl. Bukhl, to be a miser, it is a result of you having shuh. Jayid. It is a result of you having shuh, and the shuh forces you to be a miser. Shuh means that you love, you covet this and you covet that, and you want this and you want that, and you love your wealth so much and you don't want to part from it at all. And so due to the shuh, you then eventually become a miser. Allahu musta'an. Look at that verse with regards to the Muhajirin and the Ansar, subhanallah. Jayid. Number one, the Muhajirin, they were loved by the Ansar. So the Ansar loved them. It's not easy to love people who are different from you, people from a different place, etc. The Ansar, but they loved the Muhajirin. Number two, لا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا. They had no issue in their hearts whatsoever. Jayid. In fact, they would give preference to the Muhajirin over themselves. Allahu musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from amongst those who have shuh, you know, just love to have more and more and more and more and more and more. But with that, you know, they love all of these things so much that parting is super difficult. It's not that the pockets are not full, rather it's the hands which are very, very short, unfortunately. Allahu musta'an. May Allah save us from this matter of shuh. حياكم الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to be means of joining and building bridges between the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ummah. May Allah grant khair and barakah to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.